coming out of the Tigers. I did not know this was going on, or I'd forgotten, because the Tigers rarely have engaged in arbitration cases. In fact, it was just a couple of years ago when Michael Fulmer was involved in an arbitration case in 2019. Now, that was the first time since 2001 the Tigers had faced an actual arbitration hearing.
Yeah.
Club has a policy of trying to come to agreements with players before they have to go through the arbitration process.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. A lot of clubs don't do that. A lot of clubs allow it to play out. You know, it's a process that happens, and depending on exactly what's said and how it's presented, sometimes can be contentious and sometimes leave some bad tastes in mouths. But, hey, that's part of what the sport allows. Anyway, Spencer Turnbull is up for arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer, of course, who last year threw the eighth no-hitter in Detroit Tigers franchise history, finishing his 2021 season with a stellar 2.88 ERA and just 12 walks in over 50 innings, striking out 44. But, of course, this season also ended.
Real early.
Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
It's expected that he's not going to pitch this year.
No.
And yet,
he has to go through arbitration.
He's going through arbitration because he wants more than the Tigers are offering.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be throwing a pitch.
Not throwing a pitch. You know, now, don't disrespect. I get it. He still is going to have to
go through all the rehab, everything. Yeah.
The expectation. So I get it. So he's saying, look, you're investing in the future.
Yep.
And based on what I did in 2021, I think I deserve this. The Tigers, on the other hand, are saying, okay, in fact, the Tigers, if I understand correctly, are offering $1.325 million. Fulmer wants $2.1 million, so it's like a $700,000 difference.
Turnbull, I think.
So it's just interesting.
They could find somewhere in the middle, couldn't they?
Which is what you think is going to happen. Well, actually, what's going to happen now that it is going to arbitration, there's no middle. It's either going to be this or that.
This or that.
I give him a two-year deal. The first one at the lower amount, and the next year at the higher amount if he returns on time.
Well, see, that'd be a good negotiation process.
Right.
Of course, that can't happen now because it's going to arbitration.
Right. Well, I'm saying if I were an arbitrator, that's what I would award.
Well, an arbitrator can't do that.
Arbitrator can't?
No, all they can do is only rule on whatever's presented.
Oh, is that right? They can't make a recommendation.
They have to rule on what's ever. Club says this, a player says this, and here's my ruling.
Mm.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Now, if I think a mediator, you know, sometimes they go to a mediator,
which would
be able to say, hey, why don't we try this?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he's not going that way.
So what Turnbull is saying is, you guys have seen what I can do, plan for the future, and give me some money.
And the Tigers are saying,
It's no different than maybe with a draft pick.
Yeah.
You know.
Tigers are saying, we've seen what you can do. However, you've just undergone Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Will you actually be able to come back? Now, a lot of pitchers have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not like they've done so many, made so many strides with the surgery.
Not career ending like it used to be.
No, not at all.
Still, you wonder.
Yep.
And I get the Tigers. I get both sides.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough position to be in. But I just thought it was interesting because it's just one of those things that has to be dealt with. Apparently, the Tigers are operating this arbitration case, which I don't know what this means. I never heard of it. File and trial strategy means there can be no further discussions about his salary until the hearing. Well, again, I thought once it went to arbitration, there were no further discussions anyway. What do I know? I'm learning things all about the administrative portion of baseball that I don't want to know.
Yes, right.
Too many of those front office nuances.
You're more interested in what's going on the field.
Exactly.
Yes.
The Tigers did, by the way, have other arbitration eligible players, but all have been signed. Jamer Candelario, Michael Fulmer, Jose Cisnero, Joe Jimenez, Dustin Garneau, Harold Castro, and Victor Reyes all were up for arbitration. But again, the Tigers settled. So again, the Tigers' policy for a long time has been to try and solve, and they've been pretty successful up to that point. By the way, another note for Major League Baseball, and I didn't even know this was still on the table. Did you hear that for extra innings this year, they are going to have the runner on second base?
Yeah, I threw it in my sports there, and they have agreed to it for another year.
I thought that was off the table with all the recent negotiations for the new contract agreement. What I thought was this year was going to be normal, and next year they were going to bring it back along with the larger bases and the defensive shifts and things like that. But no, so if you go to extra innings this year, just so you know, fans, There will be that run around second base.
I understand why some baseball fans are upset about that, but for this year, with the I can understand with the spring training not as long. I think there are some ball clubs and owners and managers and players who are saying maybe let's try to ensure that we don't have 19 inning games.
Yeah,
for at least this year. Next year, maybe they can get back to the way it's supposed to be. But since you have the shortened spring training period, maybe that's why.
And it's one of those, do I like it? I don't know. But at least it's fair for both teams.
Right,
because both teams get the same opportunity.
Yep.
Here's your run around second base. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just a couple of little notes as we continue to anticipate the start of the baseball season. And again, for Tigers fans, 2 weeks from Friday is opening day. But the next spring training broadcast is coming Sunday, 1 o'clock.
All right. That's right. We are 16 days away from opening day. That's right.
The countdown is on.
The countdown is on.
Perhaps you've heard.